I put a collection of these fairy stories together, and meeting the other crowd, these are not my stories, these are stories I've collected from the old people. And I always say to people about that book, if you want to sleep tonight, start at the beginning. If you don't want to sleep tonight, start at the end. The last story in that book is a horrible story about a man who planted spuds in a fairy fort, and his neighbours told him, in the name of God, they said, haven't you plenty land beside planting spuds in a fort? And of course, one of these fellows, you know, of that kind, he went into Gort. He bought a new spade, and he came back. And when the neighbours were still there to try to, you know, just look, can't you sit in the field outside? He held up the spade, and new shiny spade. And he said, look, he said, you see that spade? If they interfere with me, I'll take the skin off of them with that. Fucking fairies. You see, there were no fairies where I came from. But, I won't tell you the story. The story is too long, just three quarters of an hour long. But I'll tell you this much. That man died a horrible death. He not alone. What did I say? He got sick. He was carried into Gort workhouse. And bit by bit, the man literally fell apart. His hair fell out. His skin fell off. His nails fell out. His teeth fell out. Bit by bit. And, of course, it was only when he died and he was brought back to be buried that one of the people, as his coffin was being let down, said, Jesus, hold on, remember, isn't he the fellow that threatened above at the fort to take the skin off of the fairies if they interfered with him? It wasn't he took the skin off of them at all, but they took the skin off of him, and the teeth, and the nails, and the hair, and he died a horrible, horrible, horrible death. And that'll give the lie again, you see, to these people who think today that, oh, the fairies are for children, you know, the Walt Disney fairies. The Irish fairies were never like that. The Irish fairies, you get onto them, you tangle with them, you're dead.